This is Becky Lombardo, and I'm interviewing Patricia A. Sleater-Brenna. Are there any relatives in a foreign country?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Did you always have indoor plumbing? If not, when did you get it?
We always had it.
Okay. Did you ever learn the mechanics of a car? If so, who taught you?
No.
Okay. What do you remember of a family pet?
We had a little dog. She was a little mutt. She looked kind of like a little terrier. And she was always my friend. And she liked to sleep underneath a stove. We had a stove that was on legs in those days. It was the warmest place in the house. So she'd sleep under there and I'd sleep with her.
Were you especially close to anyone in the family?
Not anyone in particular, other than maybe my mother.
Okay, what did your father do for a living?
He owned and operated the Havilon Window, I think.
Did your mother ever work outside of the home?
Yes, she was a licensed practical nurse.
Okay. What kind of meat did you eat, and how often?
We ate very lean beef. Had a lot of stews and things like that, and chicken.
What did Saturday mean to you?
It was usually cleaning house day. Any shopping that needed to be done. And it was always bath day.
What did Sunday mean to you?
Sunday was always Sunday school and a big dinner.
Did you have special shopping habits at Christmas? And did you decorate a Christmas tree or exchange gifts?
The shopping habits were, I usually went shopping with my mom. Until I was in high school, and then I did that on my own. I always had a Christmas tree, and yes, we exchanged presents.
What kind of gifts did you receive at Christmas?
Usually something in the line of clothes. That was always important to me. And one other thing, some type of toy, I suppose, mostly the figure skates.
How was your birthday celebrated? Did you have a birthday cake?
I always had a birthday cake. Usually had a little party, some friends over.
Did your family attend picnics, family reunions? And what do you remember about them?
We had a lot of family picnics. Sometimes even campouts. As far as family reunions, our immediate family, my two brothers were quite a bit older, so by the time we went on picnics, very much, they were married and gone when I was in high school. And there wasn't any other family here.
Did you have a bed of your own or a room of your own?
I had a bed and a room of my own.
Who were your playmates?
Usually the neighbor kids.
Who was your best friend?
I had a lot of best friends. I don't know if I had any real particular one. One particular one who's still a good friend is Dr. Elliott's sister. Her name is Judy Sargent. She's still a good friend. She lives in Florida. I don't see much of her.
What did you do when your friends got together?
We had potluck dinners and we rode around, and there was only one girl of the 12 of us that had a car that was accessible. But mostly we had our little girl parties, dinners. And
where did you attend school?
Here in Havre, I went to Devlin. I went a year, I think, at Sunnyside, and then junior high was where Robin School is, and the high school is the one they just demolished on Third Avenue.
Did you ever attend a one-room schoolhouse?
No.
Okay. Where did your family acquire their first car?
Where?
I mean, when?
When? they had a car before you moved here. They probably had a car in 1930.
When did you learn to drive a car, and who taught you?
I was 14, I think, when I first learned. My father taught me basics, and then a boyfriend taught me, too.
When you were small, what did you hope to do when you grew up?
Probably just have a family and doing what I'm doing now. Oh, I had thought once about being a professional dancer, but I knew that was far off.
When and where did you meet your husband?
I had met my husband when he was a freshman in high school and I was in junior high. And then he moved away when he was a sophomore. We didn't see him for 10 years, and then I re-met him when he came back from the Navy.
How and when did you get engaged or married?
We didn't really get engaged. We got married 7 months after we had started going together again.
Where did you marry and who was present?
We got married in the Presbyterian Church here. And my sister-in-law and an old friend of his were our attendants. And a few of my friends from high school were still living here. They came. We had between 75 and 100 people there, I guess.
And how many children did you have?
We had three boys. He had a girl from a previous marriage, and I had a girl from a previous marriage.
Okay.